Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Simplicity is the trademark of a genius. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn some surprising signs that you are a genius. Enjoy.
When you hear the word genius, what is the first image that comes to mind? Movies and series like The Big Bang Theory, Good Will Hunting, Beautiful Mind, and many others would have us believe that geniuses, despite their high IQ, really do not have many other enviable qualities. I mean, who wants to be known for being socially awkward, slightly quirky, not much of a looker, and, let's be honest, not very smooth with the ladies? Yes, I know, describing it in such unflattering terms really does not seem very appealing. But what if I were to tell you that there are other more common and less embarrassing characteristics to accompany an above-average brain? So, sit tight and listen carefully to the following traits that are common among people with an extraordinarily high IQ, because it may just be that, to your surprise, and maybe to the surprise of your 10th grade teacher, you are in fact a genius in disguise. So, let's see which of the following qualities you can identify with. Do you have the traits of a genius? Trait number 1. Open-minded. Are you able to look at any given situation from a broad range of perspectives? Do you eagerly listen to different opinions and weigh in several opposing points of view? Well, if you do, open your mind to the possibility that you may have a higher than normal intelligence. Rather than being stuck in a rut with certain beliefs, or stubbornly attached to one way of thinking, a genius walks through life welcoming potentially new and brilliant ideas and embracing exciting and challenging opportunities. Any situation that defies the status quo or provides a new range of options is fully irresistible to a potential Einstein. But it does not end there. Experts say that highly intelligent people are slower than the average person when it comes to making up their minds about something or accepting any information as fact because they want to make absolutely sure that they have all the proof necessary before signing their name on the dotted line. Does this sound familiar? Trait number 2. Night owl. It is hardly surprising, considering their complete disregard for social norms and their seemingly strange habits, that geniuses do not think very highly of timetables and bedtimes. Studies show that people with an above-average IQ experience a surge of energy when night falls, and as a result, they tend to be at their very best when the moon is up and the rest of the house is down. Even though insomnia is not something anyone wishes for, if you were told that there is a direct correlation between a high IQ and a minimal number of hours slept per night, I am sure you would think twice before reaching for those sleeping pills. Maybe it is their constant stream of ideas or the weight of their own brilliance that keeps them awake, but whatever their excuse, they better have quick access to some strong coffee the moment their alarm goes off. Trait number 3. Independent. While geniuses are often portrayed as loners, experts explain that this seemingly negative judgment in fact makes a whole lot of sense. Because of their ridiculously high intelligence, and the fact that not often do they find people who are interested in the same things that they are, geniuses more often than not feel completely misunderstood by the people around them. Because of this, rather than having to make constant excuses for their quirky habits and brilliant ideas, or, let's be honest, rather than having to hang out with a whole lot of boring and predictable folk, they often simply prefer to be entertained by themselves and their fascinating brains. Can you blame them? So the next time you need some peace and quiet, or you really don't want to spend time with that annoying relative, you know exactly what excuse to use. No one will ever argue with this kind of genius reasoning. Trait number 4. Abstract communication. because of the ridiculously high performance of their brains, or maybe because they find that words fail to be enough when communicating their brilliant ideas and theories, geniuses often find it hard to express themselves in ways that are linear and clear to other mere mortals. This is likely the reason why brainiacs often find it easier to communicate in abstract ways rather than simply opening their mouths and vomiting out words. Because of this, geniuses often find themselves sharing their ideas in less conventional ways, such as doodling or other forms of creativity, in order to make their ideas more accessible and easier to understand. Do you find yourself spontaneously dancing, painting, playing instruments, or sculpting? Don't worry about wasting your time. Without even knowing it, you could potentially be coming up with the next history-altering theorem. Trait number 5, chaos. Think about it for a quick second. There is a certain look that we equate with the conventional genius. The messy hair, the wrinkled shirt, the stained pants, the odd socks. Can you see it in your mind's eye? Well, before casting too much judgment, it is probably worth noting that there may be some truth behind this unflattering stereotype. Despite the disheveled exterior, chaos is not a synonym for internal disorder, but rather it is usually the sign of deep creativity and intellect, which definitely trumps a concern for outward appearance. Are you tired of doing those dishes? Are you fed up of being told to tidy up your room? Have you forgotten what the top of your desk looks like? Stop worrying and start embracing your inner genius. Trait number 6, limitless curiosity. We all know those kids that seem intent on making you lose your sanity by asking why incessantly and being all around obnoxious. Well, next time you bump into one, instead of wanting to wring his neck, consider this. He may be a genius in the making. Experts say that people with a higher IQ have a deeper sense of curiosity than those with an average-sized brain. Thinking about it rationally, however, this makes a great deal of sense. It is unsurprising that the most intelligent humans on the planet are those who are most curious about the world around them. Maybe this is how Einstein came up with the theory of relativity because, let's be honest, it takes a deeply curious mind to dive that deep into the mysteries of physics. So the next time someone complains that you are asking too many questions or blames you for being too nosy, tell them that one cannot change the world by minding one's own business. Trait number 7, forgetfulness. Do people often laugh at you for the ridiculous number of post-it notes that are stuck around your house? Are you always setting reminders on your phone? Do you frequently forget what day of the week it is or special dates and occasions? Well, that could either be due to early onset amnesia or, and this would definitely be preferable, a sign that you have a higher intelligence than the average human being. While being a scatterbrain is not something most people strive for, it suddenly doesn't seem so bad if you can justify it with your ginormous IQ. Geniuses are known for having such a vast amount of important information and knowledge to fit into their brains that there is simply no room for trivial issues such as names and dates. Who thought that being called forgetful could be taken as such a compliment?
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.